You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, a lot of animal products imported into the country are coming from countries with animal welfare standards behind those of Aotearoa, such as in the US and China. In a report released earlier this year by Animal Policy International, findings show that 60% of all pork eaten in the country comes from overseas. In light of these concerns, a petition will be delivered to Parliament tomorrow, aiming to better regulate imports of animal products into the country to fit our standards. I spoke to Marcela Rodriguez-Ferrier, an associate professor in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, about this and what he hopes comes out of this petition. To start, what are animal welfare standards looking like in these countries, as opposed to here in the country?
Yeah, it's really variable. Sometimes you have animal welfare standards that are pretty much like New Zealand. So you look at the UK and that's pretty much the same. But occasionally you'll see something like a developed country like Spain, which has significantly lesser welfare standards than New Zealand and still use some farrowing crates and mating stalls for pigs, which New Zealand is in the process of phasing out. And so when we get a lot of pork products, and the majority of our pork products indeed, from Spain, and they have significantly lower standards or technologies that we're trying to phase out, there is a bit of a disjunct there. The other end of the scale is a place like China, where we get a lot of egg products from, and they don't have any animal welfare legislation whatsoever. So the differences between New Zealand and the rest of the world can vary from not much at all to pretty stark.
Do we have any legislation currently in place to mitigate these concerns?
None at all. We have no controls whatsoever on the animal welfare standards that should be in place for imported goods. And that's what we're trying to sort of change with this petition that is being presented to Parliament tomorrow. I'm the signatory or the sponsor of that petition, trying to sort of encourage our MPs in Parliament to put these sorts of controls on, just in the same way as we would see with, say, biosecurity or safety standards.
Do you believe that New Zealanders are aware of the sort of grey area we have with animal products exported from overseas?
Not at all, because the other side of the coin here is a pretty woeful labelling standards. So if you look at a sort of a packet of meat or sort of some sort of food products in your supermarket, often you'll see a very vague reference to made from a mixture of local and imported ingredients, which doesn't really provide consumers with the information that they need to make a conscious choice. I think a lot of New Zealanders assume, because we're an agricultural nation, that the vast majority of our food products will come from New Zealand, when sometimes that's just not the case at all. That's especially the case with regards to sort of pork, but many, many other sort of food products will use imported food products and animal products from countries with really poor animal welfare standards.
In a report earlier this year, as you cited in your original newsroom article, Animal Policy International found a significant amount of animal products available in the country are imported from other countries, just as you've said. Considering animal products are some of our largest exports, why are we consuming so many animal products from overseas?
Because they're cheap. Because we export a lot of premium animal products to places around the world and import significantly cheaper alternatives. And so it makes a lot of sense for people to import products that, you know, they can get from the international market at a cheaper price. But the problem is that the reason that they're cheaper is, you know, partially because of sort of economies of scale, but mostly because of the animal welfare standards that are there. If you can cut corners on the lives of animals and make a few bucks over their misery, then that's not really sort of a bargain that most New Zealanders, I think, are willing to drive.
Linking back to the petition to be introduced to Parliament tomorrow, as you mentioned earlier, are you concerned our trading partners will be more limited if we were to impose stricter legislation?
Yeah, this is a sort of a myth, I guess, that we can't sort of impose these sorts of controls because that would be sort of anti-free trade or sort of basically a version of a tariff on our trading partners. But really the way that sort of international trade law works is that there are a number of exceptions to the sorts of controls and the ban on controls that you can have on imports. And that's why we do have controls on biosecurity, for example, or safety standards. You know, if we were importing seatbelts that just weren't up to muster, And, you know, we're not going to be forced to sort of take them simply because to impose our safety standards would be a sort of barrier to trade. It's the same way when it comes to sort of animal welfare. We have the capacity to impose these sorts of standards upon other countries, not to sort of jump over through any sort of major hoops or over major hurdles, just to simply come up to the same standard that we expect our producers to. So I think it's pretty unfair for sort of New Zealand pork producers to have to compete with other producers around the world that simply can just cut corners and treat animals poorly and therefore sort of sell their products more cheaply than our New Zealand counterparts.
And what are we seeing from other countries regarding their imports and regarding animal products? Are there regulations in place in other countries, like the UK, as you sort of mentioned before?
Yeah, actually, our free trade agreement that we signed with the United Kingdom has a specific chapter on animal welfare because they're concerned in the same way as I am about ensuring that animal welfare standards and regulations aren't undermined. So there is a provision in our free trade agreement with the UK that says that we can't deviate from our existing regulations or those from the United Kingdom. We need to meet their standards, they have to meet ours, and that ensures that animals aren't sacrificed in the name of sort of globalisation and making a quick buck.
And do you think countries that we currently trade with sort of lower animal welfare standards, would reevaluate their own practices if we were to pass stricter legislation?
That's the kind of point with this sort of push. We're trying to become leaders in animal welfare. New Zealand prides itself on sort of high standards and being a leader in many areas. And what we think this could do is essentially sort of set New Zealand as the bar to meet and basically force other countries, if they want to trade with us, to lift their standards. It would mean that other countries don't also sort of have an incentive to sort of undermine their own regulations or even downgrade their own regulations. So, for example, somewhere like China, although you know we are a fraction of their sort of trading relationships, enough countries start to sort of impose these sorts of standards as a minimum that they have to meet. That's going to create a lot of incentives for China to start creating animal welfare legislation and start imposing their own standards. Similarly, in Spain, if countries simply just want trade with them because they're just not coming up to speed with the appropriate housing mechanisms for pigs, then this is the sort of incentive that would be used to sort of push them in the right direction on that.
And to summarise our chat, what are you hoping comes out of all of this?
I think that this is one of those rare occasions that MPs from across the political spectrum can come together and agree to this. We have over a vast majority of New Zealanders agree that imported food products should meet the same standards as our producers have to meet. And so I'm really hoping that this is one of those occasions where Parliament will take notice of the petition, recognise that it's a pretty sort of clever and straightforward idea, and implement legislation that we've proposed to basically ensure that the products that we import are meeting the same sort of animal welfare standards that we expect our local producers to meet.
That was Marcelo Rodriguez Ferrer, an associate professor in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, about animal product imports to New Zealand, following a petition to Parliament to ensure imports are coming from countries with animal welfare standards on par with ours.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.